Hello, welcome to the Endangered Languages Week podcast. Mike today is going to talk to us about sand drawings.
Thanks. Sand drawing comes from a country called Vanuatu, which is northeast of Australia and west of Fiji in the South Pacific Ocean. It's an archipelago made up of about 80 different islands. Vanuatu is one of the most linguistically diverse countries in the world, with around 100 languages and only a quarter of a million inhabitants, so that makes about 2,500 people per language. Each language community has its own rich cultural history and traditions. And I work in North Amrum, which has about 3,000 speakers and several different dialects. And it's just a spoken oral language with no written tradition. But Vanuatu is also the home of a very unique form of communicational art, which is sand drawing. This is found in central and northern Vanuatu, and to some extent in the southern Solomon Islands. On the one hand, it's an art form. The artist draws grid lines directly onto the ground, or sometimes on a layer of ash if it's dark volcanic sand or ground. Then curved lines are traced over the grid, creating intricate geometric line patterns. The best drawings are those where the artist never removes their finger from the ground. On the most basic level, these drawings can represent objects found in nature, such as breadfruit, butterflies, and flying foxes. Or they can represent material objects such as canoes or even helicopters and the national coat of arms found on money. Other drawings are depictions of stories, and the ones that I have collected from North Amrum are on show at the Endangered Languages Week exhibition. I'm going to describe a few of them for you. Feltaunu, which means the bald man from Wunu village, tells a story of an attempted ambush of the bald man. His assailants lie in wait on a jungle path, but the bald man outwits them by covering his head with a large leaf so they do not recognise him as he passes by, and he escapes with his life. In the drawing is a figure of a man with a leaf on his head. Rom is the name of one of the secret societies of North Amrum, of which a man may join, and learns to make a mask and a cloak made from dried banana leaves in order to join in ceremonial dances. The drawing shows the creation of the original mask, where two women sit behind a great big banyan tree and make a rom mask. They both come out and show it to each other and then to their husband. The husband is jealous of its beauty and steals it from them, banning all women from using it, and thus the male secret society is born. The drawing shows a banyan tree and two rom masks either side of it. Mar Magputilitor, which means the dove broke the wild cane, tells the story of a dove trying to carry a bundle of wild cane, but it's too heavy, so he breaks off a chunk and tries again. But it's still too heavy, so he breaks off another load, and then he is able to carry it home. Another dimension is added to this story, as the storyteller redraws parts of the picture while recounting the part of the story when the dove breaks the cane. One of the final ones here is one of my favourites, and this is Tengwelia, the story of a man and his wife. The husband locks his wife at home while he goes off to another island. During his absence, his brother, Tengwelie, and his wife have an affair. Tengwelie sees a tattoo on her, which is the sand drawing, and goes to the beach, and as he's besotted with her, he draws it in the sand over and over. The husband returns and sees the mark in the sand and realizes that someone has been with his wife. He then finds out that it's his brother and tricks him into going into the garden, where he kills him and buries him with some bananas. He returns with his wife 5 days later and digs up the bananas and the body and forces his wife to eat it all up. She eats it and runs away to the coast and tricks her husband into thinking she has killed herself by jumping into the sea and drowning. Her husband, forlorn, follows suit and jumps and drowns. The woman vomits up Tengwelia and brings him back to life and live happily ever after. Another dimension to this story is the song that's also sung.
Tengwelie, Tengwelie, not long, ning, ne, Tengwelie, Weli, Weli, Sambirang, not long, ning, ne, Tengwelie.
As I've said, sand drawings are used in many different contexts. Many levels of interpretation can be found, depending on the mastery of the sand drawer and who the audience is. Though many of these deeper meanings are being lost, and because of this threat of endangerment, sand drawings have been listed by UNESCO as a masterpiece of the oral and intangible cultural heritage of humanity in need of safeguarding for future generations. In the past, sand drawings could be used as messages to others. For instance, if I went to see a relative in another village and they weren't there, I could leave behind a specific drawing that would tell them that I had visited and for them to wait and that I would come back later. Sand drawing was also used for ritual purposes. In Ambrim, there are many stages of becoming a chief, and at every stage of acquisition, different prestations of pigs must be made, and different ceremonies must be completed. The wives of high-ranking chiefs were also able to take the title of Yemadkon, which means taboo woman, and when taking this grade, a certain sand drawing must also be learnt. Other ritualistic uses come from South Malekula, one of Ambrim's neighbouring islands. The Nabwal people must learn a special drawing that is used to enter the world of the dead. 100 days after your death, after all the ceremonies have been completed, your spirit starts its journey to the next world. But there are two worlds, the good sky and the place of pain and fire. The guardian spirit, Ambilek, draws part of a sand drawing, and you have to complete it. If you do, you enter the good sky. But if not, Ambilek drags you down the bad path to the place of pain and fire. A lot of these ritual uses are being lost, and that's why sand drawing has been included on UNESCO's list. But since then, there has been a resurgence of usage. A sand drawing festival was held in West Ambrim a few years ago, with people participating from different islands of Vanuatu. But for many, these drawings are becoming objects for tourism, and the deeper ritualistic meaning has been lost. However, for the speakers of Raga in Northern Pentecost, they have reintroduced old traditions as an alternative way of development. For instance, they're using a custom bank where people can save with traditional forms of money, such as hand-woven mats, shells and pig tusks. But one of the most interesting ideas is the use of the written script, which mixes the Latin alphabet with sand drawing. It's clear that many of the former ritualistic uses of sand drawing are being lost, but new and interesting ways of combining these former traditions in newer contexts are being realised. So, if this has sparked your curiosity for what these drawings are, come along to the Russell Room during Endangered Languages Week to find out more and even have a go yourself at drawing some of these intricate patterns.